If you would feel comfortable improvising an introductory theme for this podcast, I would love to force you to do that.
Oh God, okay, yeah, sure.
I'm Josh Millard, aka Cortex, and you're listening to episode 2 of the Metafilter Music Podcast, featuring music recorded by Metafilter members. In this episode, I'll talk with new member Raisin Debt about his recordings and his experiences with online music communities. In the meantime, here's four tracks. It Was a Great Year, Movies with Robots by GMM, Dive Bar by Marculus, Creatura and the Sea by Gyrus, and Raisin Debt's Teenage Wasteland.
Five, six, seven, eight. Slaving for a check I spent last weekend. lugging tons of earth and steel and rust. Boss man says we're staying extra hours. When that clock hits five, man, all you'll see is a cloud of dust. I'm cutting out, gonna hit the pavement running, throw her in gear, feel the motor humming, cut the corner through the filling station, squeal them tires, the boys are waiting. Been a rough week, man, I sure could use it. Beers and girls in country music. So hide that chore list out of sight, and don't wait up for me tonight, 'cause I ain't coming home for a while. I'm gonna hit my favorite well, toss them back and raise some hell. It ain't much, but it's just my style. The little dive bar on the backwoods quarter mile. Unpaid bills collecting on the table. Creditors collecting on the phone. Landlord says he's filing with the county. I told him get the sheriff, get the marshal, bring him on, I'm splitting. Tonight I'll leave it all behind me. Look all you want, but you won't find me. Empty accounts, empty pockets. I know I owe, but I ain't got it. Been a rough month, man, I sure could use it. Beers and girls and country music. So hide my chore list out of sight, and don't wait up for me tonight, 'cause I ain't coming home for a while. I'm gonna hit my favorite well, toss them back and raise some hell. It ain't much, but it's just my style. The little dive bar on the backwoods quarter mile. Hit the pavement running, throw her in gear, feel the motor humming, cut the corner through the filling station, squeal them tires, the boys are waiting. I've been a rough year, man, I sure could use it. Beers and girls and country music. So hide my to-do list out of sight, don't wait up for me tonight, 'cause I ain't coming home for a while. I'm gonna hit my favorite dive, suck them down and feel alive. It ain't but it's just my style. The little dive bar on the backwoods quarter mile.
was make it new, new with you. Make it new, that's all I really wanna do is make it new, new with you. Ezra's pound, pounding on the door, and he's sounding like a vampire's giving him the screw. But it's really African, son, him, he African, be a hipster who plays juju. King Sunny Delight sings that Miller High Life music. That post-colonial baloney is not for us, cause we're not phony. You're alone and I am lonely, so it's me and you. Make it new, that's all I really wanna do is make it new, new with you. Make it new, that's all I really wanna do is make it new, new with you. Twin guitar leads as seen on television. Rolling Stone said they're what visionaries use. But the Strokes as a band are like the strokes of my hand before I reach for another tissue. I play with genre, I hit it and quit it. We all self-conscious, at least Kanye admit it. Oh, we all fall down. Oh, and we all fall down. Oh, and we all fall down. Baby, when we all fall down. We're in teenage wasteland, but we're not teens. We're just wasted, and the wasteland is me and you. Can't make new shit, so we remix and edit a poem from 1922. I've been thinking of you, I've been thinking that I love you, but there's no way I can say it to you. Cause the words have all been used, phrases cliched and abused, and I can't make it special and true. Make it new, well we can't, we're all screwed, what the fuck? Gonna do. Chopped and screwed, now you've officially, officially been chopped and screwed. Make it new, well we can't, we're all screwed, this is all that we can do. Chopped and screwed, now you've officially been chopped, chopped and screwed.
Of this love and the voice of this calling, we shall not cease from exploration, and the end of all our exploring will be to arrive where we started and know the place for the first time.
So, you are Raisin Debt on the site?
Raisin Debt on the site. Yeah, I just joined, I think, like a week ago or
yeah.
2 weeks ago.
Yeah, it says like April 30th, so just about a week.
Yeah, I'd been following Metafilter for like a year, and I love the blue, I love the main site, and also Ask Metafilter. I normally post my music on my blog, but I felt like I wanted to post to a community of musicians, and I think it's really hard for especially rock and indie musicians to find a good community online.
Yeah.
I think for other genres, like for hip hop producers and, you know, dance musicians and electronic musicians, I think it's a little easier. They're very set up communities, and I wasn't happy with some of the other places for posting kind of rock and indie rock. And also, I just like the level of kind of discourse on Metafilter.
Where have you tried previously? I did a couple of those types of places like years ago, and I haven't really gone back since, so I don't really know what's out there at this point.
Yeah, I haven't really, I didn't really post, but I've lurked on like Electrical Audio, the Steve Albini or whatever
forum,
And also Gear Sluts is the other place that I've looked. But I think the problem with those sites, and one of the good things about the Metafilter entry fee, is that it kind of weeds people out. And I think, you know, you get a lot of like 13-year-olds posting their like acoustic punk songs on those sites, and which is, there's nothing wrong with that, but it's not exactly what I was looking for.
Yeah, it's like everybody sort of needs to cut their teeth somewhere, but when you're done dealing with that specific sort of just getting it out of your system thing, it's nice to not have to put up with everybody else doing that.
Yeah, it's nice when, you know, people can type grammatical sentences, you know, with proper punctuation and stuff like that. I enjoy that.
Exactly. So, yeah. Well, your music, you've posted two songs so far, and I think I mentioned when I asked if you wanted to do this interview that I was on vacation when they both went up, so I just sort of came home and was like, oh, where'd this stuff come from? Mm-hmm. And before this, I had just been playing Teenage Wasteland, which you succinctly describe above the fold on the post as not a cover of that Who song, which is good, because it's like...
Which is a great, it's a, it's, great,
it's a great song.
You know, and I love The Who, but yeah, I don't think we need another cover of that, probably.
Yeah, that's a cover I could see going badly, too. You know, yeah. I could see a lot of people sort of not quite necessarily knowing what to do with it. But
because what, you either do the riff, or I did a cover of Can't Explain a couple of months ago, and when you do a song with a big riff like that, you get into the problem of like, well, if you do it with the riff like they do it, then... You know, what are you really doing?
Yeah,
you know?
You're just carbon copying. But if the riff is so much of the song and you completely sort of get away from that,
then you have nothing left. Exactly.
Yeah. And you can do something great with it, but it's still so much more of a crapshoot. You know, it's kind of like the Tori Amos cover theory. If you take a song and you cover it just enough that people can tell that's what you covered, but have no idea where the hell you decided to go with it, you know, it's just a very different way of doing it. Or
That's interesting. I've never heard that, but yeah, I have.
I don't think it's
time...
a thing. That's just me rambling.
Oh, that's just oh, okay, yeah. I have a lot of times I'll have like almost a whole song done, you know, recorded instrumentally, and I'll still have absolutely no lyrics for it. And so I find that, you know, I'm not a very technical musician. I'm not good at like copying this solo exactly from, you know, whatever song, but yeah. That's an easy way of doing covers, because if you're just bringing in the lyrics or like one tiny aspect of the melody, then it's easy to make your own. And also it's just easy to make a song, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So with Teenage Wasteland, it was funny when I was listening to this, the first thing I thought of, when it was starting up, was, Kimya Dawson, who, for anybody who's like, who was the girl with the awesome hair who did all those songs off the Juno soundtrack.
Right, and what is the band with Adam Green? The Moldy Peaches.
Ah.
That was her band before them, yeah.
And I really like the sort of explicit playing around with the structure and sort of sound of the song. You've got that line in the middle where you actually jump into a cross-time signature, and the lyrics, I play with genres, yeah, I hit it and quit it.
Oh yeah, I was in an earlier version of the song, like that genre play was a lot more explicit, because like there are two places in the song, the part with the juju music or whatever, which is just my horrible attempt to try to play something that sounds vaguely like African music, and then the part about Kanye West, and in the original version, like I completely switched to different instrumentation, like I had like hip hop drums and I had like congas and stuff. In those two sections, but it didn't really, I like the meta-ness of the song, but it became like too meta to just completely lose everything in the song.
Yeah, just sort of jarring. Yeah, I like the way you executed it in this recording, where it feels like, I mean, it's extremely there. It's like, hey, obviously, you know, there's a huge change here, but at the same time, the overall sound of it is identifiably enough still there. That, yeah, it feels like it fits. You get the jarring, but you don't end up feeling like completely disoriented by it. So, I really like the recording. I love that that Ezra Pound tag coming out of the far end.
Yeah, thanks.
But yeah, that and the other one you posted, which I'll play after this, just titled U, as in the letter U, and you talk specifically about lipograms in there, and how you sort of chose to play with the idea of explicitly using essentially vowels, and especially the letter U, as not just sort of thematic but literal lyrical elements in the song itself, which I thought was really great. But it's interesting, were you paying attention at all to the Metafilter music challenges that had been going on when you decided to sign up for Metafilter and start pushing the music, or are you aware of those at all?
Yeah, I was. I actually, I hate it. I came in a little too late for that last challenge last month. I came in too late and too early because I have a lot of songs that are about very specific things, which you had the challenge last month was like, yeah, I have a song about like having a headache or a song about like waking up. So,
yeah.
And then actually You is, a re-recording of a song that I wrote like 2 years ago when I first started recording. Which I had originally included in the post, but then it seemed like distracting, especially for my first post. But yeah, it was originally like an acoustic guitar and just like drum machine recording like 2 years ago. And then this was kind of re-recording into the alternative rock kind of thing.
Yeah, a little bit more sort of a lusher production.
Right.
Well, thank you very much for talking to me. And the stuff you posted so far is great. So please keep posting. And yeah,
I hope
to
do so. Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks.
Thanks. Nice to meet you.
Likewise.
Absurd, I couldn't spell that little word without you. My hand was frozen on the page, my eyes did tear and I filled with rage. Why'd you leave me? Why'd you leave me? You. I have them all, but every night I cry and bawl, 'cause I just don't have that single you. A and E are boring me, and O just blows, I'm sure you know. Sometimes why, but always I want you. I want you. I want. Such a bore, I'd really love a couple more. The kind that I could make if I had you.
Say the road ain't no place to start a family, but all along the line it's been you and me. And loving a music band ain't always what it's supposed to be. Oh girl, stand by me, I'm forever yours, faithfully. And time, always another show. Wonder where I am, I'm lost without you. And being apart ain't easy on this love affair. Two strangers learn to fall in love again. I get the joy of rediscovering you. Oh girl, stand by me, I'm forever yours, faithfully.
Those last four tracks were You by Raisin Debt, Kava Kavako by Umbu, Blind by another new user, Major Dundee, and Journeys Faithfully as covered on accordion by Uncle Ozzy. That's it for another episode of the Metafilter Music Podcast. Thanks for listening, and remember, there's more where this came from at music.metafilter.com.